April 13th, 2017, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. My call to be united in peace falls upon deaf ears, unless Christians are one in the Spirit. This, however, is impossible outside of holy love. If you do not love God above all else, and your neighbor as yourself, you cannot embrace unity. This is why holy love is the impetus behind a sanctuary for Christians in this nation. As my son seated himself at the Last Supper, he knew full well that his apostles were going to scatter in fear. He also knew that they would be drawn back together under the wings of the Holy Spirit. This is what I pray for today. Without unity, there is no peace. Without peace, there is no unity. Be one in the Spirit. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. A note is also given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.